Swedish Arabic language news sites filled with hate after Muhammad cartoonist's death. By Chris Tomlinson on October 10, 2021. The editorial staff at Sweden's largest Arabic language news website say they received a flood of hateful comments following the death of Swedish Muhammad cartoonist Lars Vilks this week. Mahmoud Aga, editor-in-chief of the news website Alcompass, said that the site saw at least 1,000 hateful comments regarding the death of Mr. Vilks before the editorial staff shut down commenting altogether. "We deleted nearly 1,000 comments before we shut down," Aga told newspaper Aftonbladet. "It's really boring. We do not accept offensive comments. We are actively working to delete comments of this type." The paper notes that some of the comments claimed that the car accident that led to Vilks' death had been God's punishment, while others stated they hoped Vilks would be going to hell. "Our news reporting is entirely factual, just like another Swedish media. But we're constantly learning things, and we've learned a lot from this. That our mission to strengthen integration is more important than ever. To explain Swedish laws and viewpoints and fundamental freedom of expression," Aga said. Another Arabic language online newspaper based in Sweden also reported seeing hundreds of hateful comments in response to the death of Vilks. Kodita Jonas, the founder of online magazine Aktar, told broadcaster SVT, "It wasn't just mean comments like 'we hate him,' but it was hatred of groups in general and comments like 'he should have died a long time ago, this is not acceptable.'" Jonas said he was considering purchasing artificial intelligence, AI, software to tackle the issue, saying, "We take it very seriously. We have discussed with a company working with AI to see how we can train the technology to filter comments or notify when we need to review or delete comments." In the hours after the announcement of the death of Vilks, Islamists on social media began commenting on the death of the Muhammad cartoonist, with many celebrating with the hashtag #LarsVilksGoToHell. Since publishing his cartoon of Muhammad in 2007, Vilks had been the subject of many threats against his life and was subject to a $150,000 bounty by an affiliate of the radical Islamic terrorist group Al-Qaeda. Follow Chris Tomlinson on Twitter @TomlinsonCJ or email @Tomlinson@Breitbart.com.